Five-time Tour de France champion Lance Armstrong and members of the Bristol-Myers Squibb Tour of Hope recently made a special stop at the National Institutes of Health to raise awareness of the importance of cancer research and participation in clinical trials. Speaking at a press briefing, Armstrong, a cancer survivor, related a story about a reunion of over 400 survivors of testicular cancer.
In the group was a guy named John Cleland, who was the very first patient to ever be treated with platinum-based chemotherapy. He had failed three different other drugs, and at some point, Dr. Larry Einhorn said, "Why don't we try this platinum stuff?" And the guy is still alive today. Still runs marathons, still runs every day. If it wasn't for that stuff and it wasn't for John or his willingness to go on a clinical trial and to pave the way, you know, really to be a pioneer, then we never would have had a kid from Texas on a bike that wins the bike race in France.
Other cyclists participating in the Tour of Hope's 26-member squad are cancer survivors, caregivers, physicians, nurses, and researchers. To learn more about the tour, go to www.tourofhope.org. This is Calvin Jackson, the National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland.